Time for the SEC Championship game here in Atlanta. We'll be keeping an eye on the Alabama Power scoreboard all throughout this broadcast today. Again, the latest scores from around the nation. Really, we usually say the SEC and around the nation, but today it's just all around the nation, presented by Alabama Power, a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama. Keeping a close eye on the scoreboard for us back at our studios once again is Brian Houseworth. And Brian Houseworth, good morning and roll Tide. It's a special day when we get to talk about an SEC Championship game.
Absolutely. Good morning to you, Roger. Roll Tide. And anytime we get the chance to do this, we always enjoy it. You don't want to take it for granted, but it seems like many first Saturdays in December, you and I have a chance to chat here at the beginning of the game, and we always enjoy it. Goodness gracious, I think this is going to be a fine football game. Two of the great tacticians in the game, Nick Saban going up against Kirby Smart, and for our fans, they know this, Roger. A lot of these guys are going to be playing on Sundays on both sides of the ball, if not next year, the next couple of years.
Yeah, both of these teams so similar. Great to see them match up today here in Atlanta as the Crimson Tide, currently number 8 in the college football playoff rankings, certainly need a win against Georgia to have an argument to be included in the upcoming four that are coming up tomorrow in the announcement show. But some other teams ahead of Alabama keep getting some wins. We even saw that last night, Brian.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And I think it is worth mentioning, I know you guys are going to have the interview with Commissioner Sankey, and he made a point on ESPN this morning. He basically said that it's not, basically, I'm paraphrasing here, it's not a reality to imagine a college football playoff without the SEC, because there's one of the reporters asked him the question, well, what happens if Alabama gets in? Some would say that, you know, neither Alabama, Georgia would get in. And his argument was if that happens, he thinks both probably could get in. So that is interesting. You guys will be able to talk to him today. I think the biggest, you know, to me, of all the games that happen today and tomorrow in terms of right away, I'm not sure we would see a game that goes down to the wire like we saw yesterday involving number 5 Oregon and number 3 Washington. Washington, as you know, Roger, from my scoreboards every week, they just have this ability to win these close games. 8 of their victories have been within a touchdown or less. They were down in the fourth quarter last night, Washington was, to Oregon, 24-20, and yet they are able to engineer again an amazing comeback. The Washington Huskies win it 34-31, so they're will either stay at number 3, potentially they will move up. But in that ball game, Michael Penix, 27-39, 319 yards, obviously very impressive in terms of throwing, had the touchdown. But something we didn't always see all year, on and off, but Dylan Johnson in that game, 28 carries, 152 yards, he had 2 touchdowns. But this, I think, Roger, was the most telling statistic. He averaged 5 yards per carry, actually 5.2. And if you think about that, let's say that's on first down, you're at 2nd and 5, or if you're maybe on 2nd down, you're probably going to have the 1st down already. And that really gives Penix a lot more flexibility. Bo Nix played his heart out. He played a great game, had 3 touchdowns in the game. In the end, the Duck defense just could not simply make the stops they needed to. That was a heartbreaking loss for Dan Lanning in Oregon.
So that was last night. Right now, we are scoreboard watching Texas taking on Oklahoma State. And once again, the Longhorns looking very solid as they play their final game ever in the Big 12.
It is, and it's just been completely dominated right now, as you mentioned, by number 7, Texas. Roger, it's 28-7 right now. They've had a rushing touchdown in the ball game, but Quinn Ewers is just getting it done. You know, a lot of people talk about Manning, the guy that's going to be coming in, and he's played a little bit earlier in the year. I saw him against Texas Tech, but you know, Ewers, we saw what he did against Alabama. He is really good. 13-14 right now, 244 yards. He has 3 touchdowns. Mitchell's his favorite target. He has been in most of the season, although they have Worthy as well. 3 catches, 78 yards, and a touchdown. But they've been able to hold Ollie Gordon, the 2nd, to just 20 yards right now. Oklahoma State, you know, one thing I'm noticing in this game is Gundy seems to be throwing a little bit more than I'm used to. I think when you've got a guy like Ollie Gordon, you go to him more, and they've protected the defense, done a really nice job, you know, defending him. But there's only so much time that you're going to be able to do that. I do think Gordon could get elusive in the game. But right now, Texas is dominating in the game. The MAC championship is also underway. These are 2 teams that are not ranked, but Miami of Ohio and Toledo And Miami is 10-2. Toledo comes in at 11-1. Miami is 10-0. They're known as the cradle of coaches. Ara Parsegan, some other big names have come out of there. They're in the second quarter right now. Miami is leading it in some big games today. But I am just, Roger, I'm just a little surprised. Maybe I'm just naive. I did not think Texas would dominate like this so far. I just didn't.
Yeah, they're certainly off to a good start. All right, so the Crimson Tide taking on Georgia at 4 Eastern, 3 Central. What's going to be coming up after this ballgame ends here in Atlanta that we need to keep an eye on?
Well, that'll be a 4 o'clock kick, obviously, in Eastern time, 3 o'clock in Alabama. I think the other games, one that'll be going on that I think is intriguing for the Alabama fans will be SMU and number 22 Lane. That's the American Athletic Championship. I'll be keeping a close eye on that. And Troy playing for the Sun Belt Championship. The two big ones for probably more for the Alabama fans with these rankings would be this. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern time, it's the Big Ten Championship. Number 2 Michigan, number 16 Iowa. The fans basically think this is going to be a blowout. They think Michigan will blow them out. I do not, Roger. I think Phil Parker is one of the best defensive coordinators in the country. I'm not sure there's a better defense outside of the SEC with Alabama and Georgia anywhere than Iowa, and they're coming in at number 16. They have the ability to play right with Michigan. The problem with Iowa, they have really struggled scoring any points. I mean, literally any points. Sometimes it's just field goals. So they're going to have to get their offense going. They've got J.J. McCarthy that they're going to have to face. And J.J. McCarthy, you know, is really good, underrated. And then I'm also intrigued by the ACC championship game tonight, which will be at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. So used to seeing Clemson in here. They're not in here tonight. Number 4, Florida State. Number 14, Louisville. Probably as an Alabama fan, I think we're probably rooting for Louisville. They're 10-2. Florida State is without Jordan Travis, and but they're, you know, it looks like a second, third string quarterback going to play tonight for Florida State. If they can contain Keon Coleman, I think Louisville has a chance to win this. Louisville's a good football team, but they just look awful against Kentucky last week. That was probably one of the worst games I've played. So we'll see. A lot of teams struggled in that rivalry week, but those are the games coming up today. Essentially, it's about 10 or games so right now. I've got my eyes on Roger, but they're all big, and I'll certainly keep an eye on them for you, and I'll keep you posted.
That sounds good. Brian Houseworth, thank you for your great work. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. RTR, and have a great call today, Roger. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Brian Houseworth. I'm Roger Hoover. You're listening to the Alabama Crimson Tide pregame show presented by Beatbox. When we come back, we'll check in with our Cooks Pest Control sideline reporter, Christian Miller. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.